Sheila Shivara Maharaj is leading the parikram, and Niramja Maharaj gave a class this morning. On midday we were with Kamlokanath Maharaj, and sometime in the evening Bhaktivaibhav Maharaj. Thank you very much. So we will start, and Shivara Maharaj will say a few words. I would like to welcome the Vaishnavas on the first full Nyuvrajadam parikrama. This was always connected to Jamastami and Vyasa Puja until now, and we used to call it Namahata camp. This is called Parikrama, and we hope that it will grow as we have opportunity. So the details of the Parikrama and what it is all about and why do we do it, I will speak about this at Vishramgat. One thing is that we all have to do that before we start, we have to pay our obeisances and offer respect to Nyuvrajadam, Radeshyam and Guru Parampara. And then we will walk down to Vishramgat, Jamastan. And our program in this morning will be there. And in the afternoon we will have a little bit longer real parikrama to Varshana and walk like do a padayatra. Those who want to go barefoot, you can do it. This is the real mood of parikrama. And the real mood is austerity. But those who this austerity is too big for, then they can wear their shoes. So let us offer our obeisances and start the kirtan, and we go to Vishramgat. So we say a few words about the parikrama itself, and what is the goal, why we are here, what we try to attain, and what is the right mood. I won't speak about the holy places for another half an hour. So those who are in the... So those devotees who are marking the holy places, they can come back for now. So first of all, when we are arriving to a holy place, then we pay our obeisances. We offer our respect to the holy place. Because we see it as non-different from Lord Krishna. So those who didn't pay their obeisances, they can do it now. And then when we are leaving, then we again pay our obeisances. So we are greeting the holy place by offering obeisances. And when we are hearing the glory of the holy name, we are paying... hearing the glory of the holy place, then we are offering our obeisances, just like in the temple room as we are coming and going. So the word parikrama, krama means steps. So systematically we step, we are going from one holy place to the other. This is not just a physical thing, but this should be also an internal path, an internal walk. Just like in India you have Rajmandal Parikrama, and the ISKCON Acharya of Rajamandala Parikrama is Lokanath Maharaj. This is a 40-day parikrama that is usually held. And it is very long, about 15 kilometers a day. So when I spoke to Lokanath Maharaj on the phone, and I told him we will walk a long way this afternoon, he was asking what is long, then I told him 1.5 kilometers, so he was only laughing. And over there, everyone is walking barefoot. In India, if you go on parikrama with shoes on, then everyone is just laughing at you. So this is a culture that is built up among Vaishnavas and in the family of Vaishnavas, that they go on Rajmandal Parikrama annually and they don't miss it out. This is like a vow. And this is not just a personal vow, but it's like a family vow. So you are family member as long as you are going on parikrama. When you stop going on parikrama, and then you are rejected from the family. So this is also a hope and desire that devotees in Hungary will take parikrama so seriously in New Vraja Mandala in Krishna Valley that they come annually, not for 40 days but for 3, and they come and they go to all the holy places of Krishna. So Vaishnavas can meditate on this, they can think about it. This is not just a thing that I'm doing this year, how good, but next year we're going to do something else. Our eyes should open and we should be able to see the home of Krishna, his own dam. And to attain this end, we just like we don't go for Gaura Artik one time or offer things to the deities one time, but these things have a real importance if they have an effect that is only attained when we mature in Krishna consciousness. So for this reason, parikrama, systematically, we have to do it. And this is not just physically going from one place to another, but this is also an inner development, which means that our heart is becoming purified. How do we go? With our foot we are going from one place to another, but what is taking us inside is our trust and our faith. It's not that. How good that they made a place like this, and we imagine this is Vrindavan. This is not a very deep faith. It is not that we imagine. And that's what we will talk about now. But we understand that yes, Krishna, in Krishna Valley there is Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dam is manifested in Krishna Valley. This is not something that we made up. I will talk about this. So that we have this full trust and we develop this trust, and that as this trust is developing, then we have to have faith in the holy place, and the main thing is that we have to hear. So this will be the main thing when we are in Krishna Valley, that we are hearing about Krishna, we are hearing Krishna's teachings about his dam, about his pastimes, about his associates, about his mood, about his bhava. So we hear about these things, and the more we hear about these things, the more we will also develop. So parikrama is for Vaishnavas who like to hear very much or who want to learn to hear. Over here there is no place for people who are impatient when we are going to the next place. Such person will not get as much from this pilgrimage than those who came to hear about from Vaishnavas and to speak about the pastimes of Krishna among each other. So the result of this is that we are not going into other type of talk like what is usually Prajapa. We have to give these 3 days. So it is a very important thing to really hear about Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this is the so you can measure a Vaishnava, that a person who is hearing Krishna's pastimes about great faith.
each other.
And when we are preparing for this, then we won't be, and we will get what we expect. So, and systematically repeat what we have already heard, not just waiting to hear something new, then we will understand and we will get the mercy of the Dham. And then these things will be more real, and actually they will become reality as we enter deeper and deeper. So Chaitanya Bhagavat says, when a Vaishnava becomes Bhagyavan, very fortunate, then they will see these leelas. And what we are talking about, that is actually happening. And I will explain this, how they are happening. Let me say an example as an explanation. What is actually Vrindavan Dham? Is Vrindavan a physical place? Or is it a consciousness? Srila Prabhupada explains that consciousness fills up a physical place. And the original and perfect physical place is Goloka Vrindavan, that is pure consciousness. Like when you are, we are talking about Krishna consciousness, then usually we think about it as an energy or as a type of consciousness. But when this consciousness becomes materialized, gross material like this, but spiritual material, like the form of Krishna consciousness, that is called Goloka Vrindavan. And that expands to Vaikuntha planets, Ayodhya, Vishnuloka, and to the material world as its shadow or reflection. And what is Krishna consciousness? When everyone is conscious about Krishna. When the center of our life is Krishna, and that is Vrindavan. And when this happens naturally, like in Vaikuntha Loka, Krishna is also the center, but he is the center because he is God. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the center because he is wonderful, because he is a person, because he is so nice, he's so kind, he's very polite, and he's very lovable, Gopa, and therefore he's the center. And the center, when Krishna is the center, then this will manifest in a place with the associates who love Krishna, and this is called Vrindavan, and this is like a pattern. And then this, if this consciousness manifests somewhere, then the place also manifests. So then Yamuna, Govardhan Hill, Vrindavan's 12 forests, and the other 168 forests, and the lakes, and the rivers, and the holy places, and the pastime places, and the 60 billion holy places that are found in Vrindavan, they all manifest. And the consciousness is what brings it. So when the consciousness is there, then the place is manifesting. But when the consciousness disappears, then also this pattern disappears. So this consciousness can be there in the temple room in Budapest or here in Krishna Valley. But for us as practitioners, we have a difficult job because Goloka Vrindavan is bigger than all the Vaikuntha planets, and each Vaikuntha planet is bigger than the material creation. So that huge Goloka Vrindavan to put that into the 168 square miles of Bauma Vrindavan. How can you fit it in? In the same way, just like here in Krishna Valley, which is 3 square miles, you can fit all of Vrindavan. And if it can fit in 3 square miles, then it can fit in 100 square miles, because this is only like physical boundaries. It is problem for conditioned souls to understand that a big thing can fit in a small thing, because Krishna is the greatest, like Mahavishnu, but that same Vishnu as Kshirodakashayi Vishnu enters into all the atoms. So this is not a problem for him, but this is a problem for us, because our consciousness is limited. But when our consciousness is not limited, then these things are not a problem to understand. And because Krishna doesn't have any limits, then it is not a problem for him to do it. So the center of Krishna Valley is Radha Shyama Sundar's altar, and there is a 1 kilometer radius is the full size of Krishna Valley. But this is the Krishna consciousness of devotees, that Radha Shyama Sundar is the center of Krishna Valley, and it is the center of the life of the inhabitants in Krishna Valley. And this consciousness will bring down this pattern, and then all the everything is here. The Yamuna, the Govardhan Hill, different pastime places. The form of Lord Krishna is installed and worshipped with love. So then Vrindavan will manifest, and all the pastimes manifest. So this is a fact. So the question is, how much we trust this fact that it is so. This is not just a problem here, but this is also a question mark when devotees are in India. They are walking on a street where there are hogs and wastewater and monkeys, and it is explained that this is a wonderful palace. It doesn't look like a wonderful palace, but it is exactly just that, because it is limited how much dimension we can perceive and what we can understand. Then this faith is a big benefit. If their faith is wrongly directed, then they can believe that some fool is God. But if it is directly in the right direction, then those things that we cannot imagine and we cannot see, then we can trust in them. And based on this trust, we will be able to experience it. So Srila Prabhupada says that if you go to Vrindavan, you will feel the presence of Krishna. How much you will feel his presence, how much you believe in him. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Adoshra, the first thing is this trust. And even if we say that sometimes that this trust is like blind, it is actually not blind, because it is based on knowledge. That's why we have so much philosophy, because it has to be logical. So it is a very valuable thing. It is like a bridge that we can take us to places where our intelligence or mind cannot take, where our senses cannot take us. We don't see these things, but this faith, that's what we want to build up. And this is also a goal why we are here, that our faith in Krishna Valley builds up. And we need that. Because if there are devotees who are guests here and those devotees who live here, then you will see. So therefore it is also important to associate with devotees who live in Krishna Valley, that to some extent they have a more, usually they have a more advanced faith because they live here, and because they live here they experience things that take some time to experience. And if someone comes and visits or takes part in a festival, doesn't necessarily experience these things like someone who lives here. And for someone for whom it is an everyday reality that Radha Shyama Sundar is the center. When we were at Bhakta Sangha meeting, devotees heard already that we try to strengthen in the Hungarian Yatra, that Radha Shyama Sundar is not just the center of Krishna Valley but the center of the Hungarian Yatra. And this is a reality that is you have to endeavor more if you don't live here, because those who live here, they see it every day. So those devotees who live here and the dust of the dam is touching their body, it has a result. So you can see the people who are building these holy places and they have been doing it for a year and they made the road as well. So then they are talking like this, that I thought that when we finished Rang Mahal that this is like the top of the dam, but now we are doing this Kaliya Ghat. So this is how the karmis are speaking, the builders. So just by associating with those who say that Krishna did this here, Krishna did that here, they think that if they invest so many millions of forints, then something should have happened. It is too big of an investment just to imagine something. So therefore it is important for devotees to come to this parikrama and come other times as well, so that they can see what is happening here. Because those devotees who come and spend some time, then they can understand that this is not just a place next to Somogy Vámos, but they can also feel the same thing, and that will nurture their trust, and as our trust is developing, then we can also see the pastimes of Krishna in time. Because now we can go to Vrindavan, but there was a time when you couldn't go from Hungary to Vrindavan, and there was no need to go because people didn't know that it is existing. But there might be a time when we again cannot go to Vrindavan, so but then Vrindavan is here. So Srila Prabhupada's plan was, one thing, it is good to go to Bauma Vrindavan, as we call it, but there should be Vrindavan everywhere. And when Srila Prabhupada started his institution, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, then he had two goals. One goal was to start to install the pastime places of Krishna all over the world. He didn't just want a temple, because it is more difficult to explain it to people that this is where over here you can say that this is this river there and that hill, but in a temple if there is some water on the floor then we wash it up. So your trust has to be very strong, but that if you are at a place like this, then there is a real river, and then when we are talking about Govardhan Hill and there is already a hill there, then it is easier. So this representation of these holy places is an important thing. Therefore, with a lot of endeavor and a lot of expenses, we are building these holy places so that we strengthen the trust of devotees that yes, Vishramgat is here. So this is the basis, and that's what we try to to explain now, that yes, Vrindavan is here in Krishna Valley. It wasn't just someone's idea. This was the desire of Srila Prabhupada. When he's talking about Varnashram Dharma, he doesn't talk about Varnashram Dharma in Hastinapur or in South India. But what kind of Varnashram Dharma? Varnashram Dharma that Krishna lived. And where Krishna lived, because that is the best place to practice Varnashram Dharma, because that's the most natural. That is where Varnashram is. Varnashram's goal is attained in the easiest way, which is to lead people to Krishna. So this was what we spoke in general. And the goal and hope of devotees in spiritual life is that they can experience this reality more and more. Just like there are Gurukulis, the children, they don't have a Boma Vrindavan, Vrindavan in India. They have never been there. So for them, it is very natural that this is Jamuna River, and Shyama Sundar is sitting there, and they are just living this. So they have full trust. They trust their parents, their teachers. They trust the Vaishnavas here in Krishna Valley. So this is life for them. This is what they are living because they don't have another alternative. So we are hoping that this thing will be the same type of reality for us. And one example that I wanted to say, and I think that a lot of you have heard about Srinivasa Acharya, and you know the story when Narottam Srinivas and Shyamananda took the books to Bengal, and when they got to a place, there was this king, Birhambir, and the books got stolen. So Narottam sent Srinivas and Shyamananda to go in the front, and he will find the books. And he did find the books at Birhambir king, and he became a devotee. And Birhambir changed his whole empire into a Vaishnava empire. And I have found an article recently about this, how Birhambir manifested Vrindavan in his empire, how he established holy places in his empire, how he installed deities, he introduced that everybody had to chant. Even the poorest person had to chant 64 rounds, people who were in the agriculture, and those who were not ready to chant, then they had to move out of the country. So it was just a place for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So he decided that my empire will become Vrindavan, and I will establish Vrindavan in this place. Of course, he was a king, so he had money, he was collecting tax, and he tried to build up Vrindavan from a few members, but he had who knows how many hundreds of people. And then the other example, like when Srila Prabhupada, when he was sitting in Bhaktivedanta Manor in the bedroom, and one devotee came in, and Prabhupada was just sitting there, I think on his bed, and he was crying. And the devotee didn't know what's happening. So Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "Don't worry, Krishna is standing in front of me. You don't see him, but I see him. That's why I'm crying." So then the devotee came into a room. It was just a bedroom for him, but for Prabhupada he said that Krishna is here. He was standing in front of him. He didn't give any details if there is anything else, but the thing is, as we see things differently, then the whole place can manifest. And the other example, when a Brahmin came to Lord Chaitanya's home, who was a small boy at that time, and he was always cooking, and Lord Chaitanya ate the food once, twice, and thrice. And for the third time, everyone was sleeping. He was in a small room, and he was cooking in this small room, and he was doing the offering to his little deity, Gopal. He had a little shalagram, Gopal shalagram, and then Nimai came in and again had the offering. So then he manifested himself as Krishna. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the person didn't see the room anymore, but he saw Krishna, the gopas, the gopis, the cows and Vrindavan. So it is one thing that something is limited. It is only limited because of us. Spiritual platform, there is no such thing. Actually, in a little hut where this Brahmin was cooking, then the whole spiritual world can fit in that, and he can see it. And then when to Lord Nityananda, he manifested the universal form that happened again in a little hut. So maybe from outside no one could see anything. It's not that the universal form was kind of growing over the roof. It is just a detail, it is just a material conception that something has a beginning and an end. In the spiritual vibration there is no such thing. And Advaita Acharya knew that they are here. He opened the door and he looked in, and then he also saw it. So from outside he was coming to a little hut, and then when he opened the door, then he saw the whole universe in the hut. So as Vaishnavas, our business is to control our mind. So from this aspect, we can kind of let our mind go, so that we don't always think in these limited forms that we are seeing. So in short, Vrindavan is here, Yamuna River is here, it is flowing down, it starts up there. And at Yamuna River there is Vishram Ghat. This is Vishram Ghat. This is where the parikrama starts. I won't go into detail because this morning is about speaking about Krishna's birthplace and how Krishna comes into this world. Niranjan Maharaj will talk about this, but we will say a few words about how we should begin the parikrama. Radha Shyama Sundar, Govardhalal and Hanumanji is here. Usually we don't bring Hanuman, but the Ishtadeva of Parikrama, our protector and helper, is Hanumanji. There's another Hanuman. who Ashtasaki Devidasi wanted to give, who is praying in front of Sitamram Lakshman Hanuman. But I didn't want that one. I wanted this Hanuman because he is representing the Parikrama, because he is stepping. And he is showing that that he's bringing a mountain. We won't bring a mountain, but he will give us that strength to be able to walk from one place to another. And the main thing is that we can pray to him so that he protects us from all the dirty bad things that are in our hearts. So Hanuman is responsible for the death of Ravana and all the Rakshasas. So just like us, when we take shelter of Lord Nrisingadev to get freed from our bad habits, then in the same way we can take shelter at Hanumanji. So I will tell you what we do now. First we will pray. We start by praying to our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, acharyas who devotees want to pray to, then to Hanumanji, Lord Chaitanya Govardhan Lal and Radha Shyama Sundar, and to Vrindavan Dham. So everyone should pray to them so that our parikrama will be successful. So that the dam manifests itself, because the dam is Krishna. Just like we are standing in front of Radha Shyama Sundar, when we want to see dam as Krishna, then we can do like Lord Chaitanya when he was standing in front of Jagannath, he saw as Shyama Sundar, or we can see them as statues. After praying, we will offer an artik to the deities, and then we will talk about the significance of this place. And then I will say a few words about the offenses to the dam, and something about the holy places that are around here. So Vaishnavas can sit or... and they have 5 minutes to pray. Everyone is accustomed to say prayers, so then the system is logical. Guru Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and then at the end of the Parampara Hanuman, then Lord Chaitanya, Govardhan Lal, and Radha Shyama Sundar, and the Dham. There is so many different prayers, but that is not important. But the important thing is what is in our heart. So we stop now, and everyone has 5 minutes to pray.